The agreement calls for $350 billion in cuts to planned Pentagon spending over the next decade, compared with the $400 billion over 12 years that President Obama had already told DOD to start planning for.
Make no mistake about it, we will face some very tough challenges here as we try to meet those numbers. But those numbers are within the ballpark that we were discussing with both the president as well as with OMB.
What's not in the ballpark, Panetta says, is the extra $500 billion that would come from defense spending under the debt deal if a special joint committee of lawmakers can't agree on a plan to cut $1.5 trillion from across government in other areas. In budget terms, it's called sequestration, and it's what Panetta, a former White House budget chief, calls a doomsday scenario.
If it happened, and God willing, that would not be the case, but if it did happen, it would result in a further round of very dangerous cuts across the board, defense cuts that I believe would do real damage to our security, our troops and their families, and our military's ability to protect the nation. It is an outcome that would be completely unacceptable to me as Secretary of Defense, to the President, and I believe to our nation's leaders.
Panetta says the Pentagon is continuing the comprehensive budget review that was started under former Secretary Robert Gates. The aim of that exercise is to present to the President and Congress the trade-offs DOD would have to make in reducing its spending by several hundred billion dollars. While that review is not yet finished, Panetta says it's already clear that cutting much beyond the $400 billion the President announced earlier this year would have dire consequences. He says at this point it's not something he even intends to plan for. Beyond the negative consequences for defense, Panetta says triggered, forced spending cuts have shown themselves not to work in the past.
You know, just for part of the record, I was involved in the conference on Graham Rudman. I know what sequestration is all about. And the fact was that at that time, the decision was to use this tool as a way to force the right decisions. It hasn't worked. I don't think it will work. But it was the approach that was taken in the past. Congress made the decision not to proceed with Graham Rudman, not to proceed with sequester, because the results would be so damaging. And so every time the trigger was about to take effect, it was postponed.
But there are risks in not planning for the potential of much larger cuts, according to David Bertel, a former DOD official who's now a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. It's what he calls a comptroller's dilemma.
Do you plan for that additional $500 billion? Do you say, okay, the odds of sequestration here are probably higher than zero? Right? Is there some magic box that has a solution that the folks who have been looking at this over the last year haven't been able to find? I don't know where that magic box is. And so there's at least a reasonable probability you're going to have to come up with a lot more money. But the minute you start planning for where you're going to take those cuts, what have you done? You have, in fact, sent the signal that they're acceptable. They're doable. We can swallow that pill. All right? So I've got the real comptroller's dilemma here. Do I wait until Thanksgiving and find out that the water, instead of being 8 feet deep, is 400 feet deep and I can't swim? Or do I, in fact, plan for it and guarantee that the water will be 400 feet deep?
But American University professor Gordon Adams, who served as OMB's director for national security affairs in the 1990s, says even though DOD will no doubt have to do some serious budget cutting, it won't be caused by the legislation that brought a temporary end to the debt crisis. Congress, he says, has a tendency to work around the caps and triggers it sets for itself.
This is a political deal. I mean, I'm on Capitol Hill, right? You know this. This is a political deal. This is intended to set in process the next round, not a final solution. I predict the whole thing is set up basically to fail. That is to say, to perpetuate the argument over the next 2 years especially. I think the target date for knowing where the dust settles is the first Tuesday in November 2012. Does that sound about right? And the sequester, if it happens, sets in when? January 2013. What an interestingly chosen day. I hate to be cynical, but as Claude Rains said, there is politics going on in this joint.
Adams and Bertel both spoke at a budget forum on Capitol Hill hosted by the University of Maryland. Adams says that's not to say DOD's budget won't be cut over the next decade, but he says it won't be because of the debt legislation. He predicts by the end of the decade, the Pentagon will have spent up to $1 trillion less than it's now planning to.
Year by year, trench by trench, budget by budget, as the negotiations proceed, it will come down. We're in a build-down. And it's driven by externalities. The reason that the system itself cannot hold the defense budget at a certain level is because what becomes more important when wars end is other things. And they are principally deficits, debts, public attention to the economy, jobs, political disputes at home. Whatever the constellation of things is, it takes attention away from the funding requirements for defense and national security.
But even under the current budget-cutting plans, Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says DOD realizes it needs to make a significant contribution to deficit cutting, and he says it already is.
Depending on where we take the cuts or what the cuts are, that force structure, our force structure, really comes into play very dramatically. So that's why I talk about this balanced approach. I think programs that can't meet their cost and schedule requirements are very much in jeopardy and will be very much under scrutiny, if you will, as we go forward. I'm confident we can meet the targets that we've been given thus far. It is in that review that we've understood, or we do understand, if those cuts were to double, we've looked into that abyss, if you will, and we know that that is, my view is, the service chief's view is, that's very dangerous for the country.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.